St Kilda Blues, a Charlie Berlin novel, written by Geoffrey McGeckin and read by David Tredinnick. Charlie Berlin didn't want to die. Not today, and definitely not like this. Jammed into the passenger seat of a Triumph TR5 sports car hurtling through Monday morning traffic on King's Way in South Melbourne. Besides not wanting to leave Rebecca without a husband and his kids without a father, Berlin was worried that his life might flash before his eyes, and there were some parts he really didn't want to experience again. He clutched the passenger side windscreen frame of the Triumph, pressed his feet hard into the firewall and braced himself. When a bloke has survived 29 bombing missions over Nazi-occupied Europe, a POW camp and a 20-day forced march at gunpoint from Poland into Germany through the worst winter blizzards in a century, getting the life crushed out of you under the steel wheels of a Melbourne tram seemed pretty unfair. Bob Roberts dropped down a gear and floored the accelerator pedal. As Berlin's head snapped back, he caught a glimpse of a white-faced conductor in the open doorway and heard the tram driver frantically ringing the bell. He winced at the screech of metal on metal from the braking wheels, saw a shudder from the back end of the tram, and then they were round and past. Roberts was laughing, yelling over the wind tearing through the open-topped car, the scar on the left side of his face giving his grin an angry, maniacal edge.
"Charlie, you don't want to live for bloody ever, do you?"
Berlin shook his head slowly, amazed he was still alive.
"Just till lunchtime would be nice, Bob," he yelled. "If you can manage it."
Roberts veered right a minute or two later, off Kingsway and onto Queen's Road, running a traffic light more red than amber and cutting off a tradesman's Holden panel van. The battered blue van had a couple of ladders mounted on top, and the startled driver swerved sideways, leaning on the horn. Roberts pulled a leather driving glove off his right hand with his teeth and raised two fingers over his head. Berlin heard the horn again, and then the sound of the panel van's engine straining at high revs, trying to catch up with them. The sports car easily outpaced the other vehicle on the straight run down Queen's Road, which was lucky for the tradie. If he was after an apology from the Triumph's driver, he wouldn't get one. And if he was looking to get beaten to a pulp, it was London to a brick on that. Bob Roberts was trouble, and he was a copper, making him doubly bad for anyone looking for a fight.